like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb without a soul. My spirit's sleeping somewhere cold until you find me there and make it back home.
Wake me up!
All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Sunday, July 22nd, 2012 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. We're going to pick up where we left off last week in an article that I wrote back in 2009 that I think is fitting these days, titled America is a Don't Ask, Don't Tell Nation. Where are we? How did we get here? Most folks don't have really any idea the state of the nation, so to speak. I think generally speaking, if you listen to this network, of course, you have a much better perspective on how things really work. But, you know, the mechanics behind what we call government, it's interesting. You know, when you see these bumper stickers, for example, my son is so-and-so, you know, fighting for our country, he's serving our country. That is a misnomer. If you serve in the military, and I'm not disparaging military service by any means, I think something more along the lines of what is advocated in the founding documents of America and the Constitution in particular is probably more fitting. But if we're talking about military service in America today, as really just about any political regime around the world, you're serving a political regime, not a country. So that should be clear. Anyway, we'll pick up on the article and more when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter, a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome back. As I said, we're going to pick up where we left off in the article that I started a few weeks ago. Started reading it. From 2009, the article is titled, America is a Don't Ask, Don't Tell Nation. And it really outlines the big picture of where we came from circa the Abraham Lincoln era, Lincoln administration, to now. And there have been several coups, most of which we don't learn about in school. Things even before that, obviously, and the, you know, we could get into the scandal and the intrigue and sophistry of the founding of America, and even before that, obviously, when you read, for instance, and I don't want to get off too far on a tangent, but, you know, when you read books by folks like Francis Bacon, for example, you know, books titled like The New Atlantis, for example, and you understand, you know, what was going on hundreds of years, even before, you know, hundreds of years before the formal founding of America and what was planned, pre-planned. It's interesting stuff. You know, so there's all kinds of intrigue and sophistry. We've seen the movie recently about Francis Bacon and the Shakespearean pseudonym and, you know, all these kinds of things. Stories that rattle around throughout history that, again, most people don't know about. But as it particularly relates to America, you know, there are things that are important for us to know that are not just wives' tales and urban legends. And to understand how the feet move, the feet of government, so to speak, in America, it's important to understand this history. And I got to the point in the article last week. I concluded just before the section titled The Beginning, which I'd like to pick up on. But I wanted to mention a couple of things in this broadcast before we get going. It's interesting. You know, we see strange things happening. And if we just watch its feet, so to speak, if we watch the feet and don't listen to the mouth, if we just kind of close our ears, you know, plug our ears, for example, and just watch the feet, watch what happens in this country. It's amazing, you know. I know people personally that struggle to run little farms. I live in a community that not long ago, just in the mid-70s, was largely dominated in certain areas by rural farmland. I've heard firsthand accounts. I lived down in the Los Angeles area for some time in the 90s, and traveled throughout that area, you know, all the way down, say, to the Mexican border, for example, and up to the northern end of California and, you know, out into the desert and so forth. But the LA area, particularly around the stadium, for example, you know, I've talked to folks that remember growing up in the farmers markets and seeing the farmland down there just in the 50s, for example. I think we've talked about that on this broadcast. I've had people even call in and talk about growing up down there. And yet today, what do we see? Virtually impossible for farmers to make it. You know, you go back to the subsidies. And speaking of farming and this coup that I'm talking about and that was outlined in the article that I wrote, America's a Don't Ask, Don't Tell Nation. You get to cases like Wickard versus Filburn. Who's heard of that case? Familiar? I've mentioned that on this broadcast before. Wickard versus Filburn. You know, if you do some research on that case, I think it was 1941, Supreme Court ruled. Fascinating. You know, farmer grows subsidized crops, has a separate section of property, segregated, basically, you know, sectioned off to grow his own crops for his own family. And yet the government claims that too, because of the subsidized nature of his farming. Actually, it was 42, I believe, not 41. Anyway, Roscoe Filburn was the farmer, and under the Commerce Clause, Supreme Court ruled, hey, guess what? It's all ours. It's all ours. How is that possible? Wait, this is completely separate crop, completely separate funding, completely separate application. How is it possible? Watch the feet. That's why the article is so important. We see the same thing happening in the drug industry, for example. You know, I've talked to people about parabens lately. Parabens in, you know, in foods and shampoos and makeups, in all kinds of things. It's deodorants. It's a cancer-causing agent. It's a carcinogen. Been known to, been linked to, been found in cancerous. No, it causes cancer. Among other things, parabens cause cancer. look on the label of your lotions, of your shampoos, of what have you. So how do these things get through the FDA's approval? And then you look at, you know, what kind of a joke the FDA's approval is. And then you start to understand. Watch the feet. I think it's absurd. People are starting to catch on because the absurdity is so outlandish. I think one of the best examples I want to give you right now before we go into the next segment. Do we have time? It's about a minute or so. One of the best examples, one of my favorite in recent memory, is the new Androgel 1.62 commercial. Have you seen this? It is absolutely outlandish. I can't even begin to describe how outlandish it is, and even the plebs, so to speak, see how outlandish it is. That's how bad it is. You know, I mean, it's just overtly ridiculous when you listen to the side effects and on and on and on. So if you haven't heard it, we're going to play it for you right now, even if you have. It's just ridiculous. So give this a listen. This is the new Androgel 1.62 commercial. Go ahead, please.
Children should avoid contact with application sites. Discontinue Androgel and call your doctor if you see unexpected signs of early puberty in a child or signs in a woman which may include changes in body hair or a large increase in acne possibly due to accidental exposure. Women and children should avoid contact with application sites. Discontinue Androgel and call your doctor if you see unexpected signs of early puberty in a child or signs in a woman which may include changes in body hair or a large increase in acne possibly due to accidental exposure. Serious side effects include worsening of enlarged prostate, possible increased risk of prostate cancer, lower sperm count, swelling of ankles, feet, or body, enlarged or painful breasts, problems breathing during sleep, and blood clots in the legs. Serious side effects include worsening of enlarged prostate, possible increased risk of prostate cancer, lower sperm count, swelling of ankles, feet, or body, enlarged or painful breasts, problems breathing during sleep, and blood clots in the legs.
What are you waiting for? This is big news.
Okay, that's obviously kind of the abridged version, but Androgel is a testosterone enhancement drug, essentially. And I think it's interesting when you hear, you know, the subject of swelling and, you know, inflammation in male organs along with, you know, enlarged or swollen breasts. I mean, what kind of weird combination is this? This gets back to my point about how we see our society being driven to an androgynous hermaphroditic, you know, kind of hybrid. It's really weird. And to me, it's what I would call, you know, the world made in the devil's image. You know, this pasty androgynous hermaphroditic society that is gender confused, obviously. It's just absurd. You listen to a commercial that, I mean, are you hearing this? Possible side effects include side effects that seem attributable to women, children, oh yeah, and men. It's a testosterone enhancing drug. Is this not bizarre? What are you waiting for? Get your Androgel 1.62 cream today. It's great. It's ridiculous. And this is what happens when we embark on this course, when we head down this course, bad things happen. That's one of the best examples I can give or that I can think of. Anyway, I want to get to the article and we'll do that. But to me, that commercial is just absolutely representative of where we find ourselves today. So if you get a chance, I don't know, maybe you can watch the whole commercial if you haven't seen it already. So with that, we'll be right back. Stick around, more after this break.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
All right, welcome back. One of the other things that I'm trying to run down is John Oliver's remarks on the banking industry. And, you know, if we wanted to tell our kids the truth, speaking of watch its feet, you know, what we should give our kids to give them, you know, truth in advertising, so to speak, when it comes to the banking industry. I hope that we can grab that and maybe give that to you one of the upcoming segments. Anyway, I want to get to the article and jump in so that we can finish that and move on from that. And again, this article, I think, outlines exactly what has happened, where we came from, how we got here, and really the important points that are irrefutable. These are facts that have taken place through the course of American history that relate specifically to government positions of power, decisions that have affected the lives of every American citizen since they were made. And there's a body of evidence to support each one of them. Continuing on, you know. What I'm going to read from the beginning, the section titled "The Beginning," has been mentioned in the Army manual, gosh, what is it called now? I forget. Recently published. I mentioned it a lot when it first came out back in 2008. The, what is it? Oh, I'll think of it in a minute. I'm drawing a blank. I think it was FM3-07, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Anyway, it was a field manual, obviously, Army field manual. I don't want to get hung up on that either, but yeah, stability operations, that's what it was. The field manual, FM3-07. I mentioned it a lot. When you read the first chapter, just read the first chapter. It's a field manual, obviously, for the Army, titled Stability Operations. You can search Army FM3-07, and it'll pull up the Federation of American Scientists hosts one copy of it. Actually, a couple, it looks like. And then, of course, the military over at DTIC.mil. Defense Technical Information Center, which I've talked about, I think, ad nauseum at various times on this broadcast. Anyway, you read that manual, and it talks about the Lincoln era and how we did the same thing in America that we're doing overseas right now. It's incredible. Absolutely just incredible that this is happening and people don't ask questions, which is why the article was titled America is a Don't Ask, Don't Tell Nation. Anyway, let's get into that section. So like I said, there is an overwhelming body of evidence for each one of these points that are irrefutable. And if anyone wanted to go to their compatriots or their fellow countrymen or their friends and family and say, look, this is where we are and this is how and why, these points are irrefutable. Reports, for example, that are cited are congressional reports and Senate reports from Senate committees and so on and so forth. This isn't conjectural. So let's jump back into the article. Again, this is the section picking up from where we left off last week, titled The Beginning. Here is the beginning of the modern coup, so to speak. When the Southern states walked out of Congress on March 27, 1861, the Lincoln administration, obviously. Remember, we heard about, you know, the issue of slavery was such a big issue. No, it wasn't. That was really kind of the overshadowing issue. What was really going on? Anyway, when the Southern states walked out of Congress on March 27, 1861, the quorum to conduct business under the Constitution was lost. And really, that's all you need to say. The rest is supporting evidence of what has taken place. But that should settle in. What does that mean, then? That is a profound statement. When the Southern states walked out of Congress on March 27, 1861, the quorum to conduct business under the Constitution was lost. The only votes that Congress could lawfully take under parliamentary law were those to set the time to reconvene, take a vote to get a quorum, and vote to adjourn and set a date, time, and place to reconvene at a later time. Instead, Congress abandoned the House and Senate without setting a date to reconvene. Let that settle in for a minute. Under the parliamentary law of Congress, when this happened, Congress became synodia, which is Latin for without day, and thus ceased to exist as a lawful deliberating body, and the only lawful constitutional power able to declare war was no longer lawful or in session. Does the president declare war now? How did that happen? Stick around, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. I think we got too many moving parts going on here, so bear with us for a second. Welcome back. Okay, I think we found the John Oliver video. Hopefully we can grab that real quick. I think it's the one. So bear with us for a second. Anyway, that statement is incredible, is it not? Congress walks out. Congress is now sine die, according to parliamentary law. Is that who talks about this? Who talks about this? You know, sine die is a concept that is obviously knocked around for quite some time. As I said, cease to exist as a lawful deliberating body, and the only lawful constitutional power able to declare war was no longer lawful or in session. What does that mean? And what do we see today? Like I said, watch its feet. Watch its feet. Who declares war these days? And we kind of give, you know, we wink and we give a nod to, you know, Congress and, oh my goodness, Bush declared, was so-and-so did. How can this happen? Oh, and we just keep going. We just, you know, Congress is the body. No, no. That's not what happens. Has not happened for quite some time. We give, you know, we pay homage, we pay homage to the window dressing. And then we move on. Ah, we're too busy. We can't get caught up in the, you know, detail. We got to keep going. Okay. And then when we do that, by degrees, we get further and further and further away from the truth and reality. And we drift further and further into a nightmare. Inescapable nightmare if we're not careful. Which reminds me of the book Simulacra and Simulation. If you watch The Matrix, the first one, it's the book that Mr. Anderson keeps his stuff in. You know, he's Neo, obviously, by night. Thomas A. Anderson, right? Mr. Anderson. It's interesting. Morpheus isn't referred to by Smith as his, you know, his Matrix pseudonym, but is called Morpheus instead. Anyway, the book, Simulacra and Simulation, that a friend, Greg Pappas, points out usually from The Matrix and what that portends. Anyway, watch its feet. I mentioned John Oliver's, his point in his stand-up routine about the banks and what we should give our kids. I think we have that clip ready, so I'd like to give that to you before we continue on with the article. So if you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
We're not preparing children by teaching them what the economy is now. We teach them about economics by giving them piggy banks that they can put their money in, and then it'll be there for them whenever they need it. That is no longer how the system works. If we really want to prepare them for the world they're about to inherit, we need to give them talking piggy banks that they can put their money in, walk away from, and then return to have the piggy look up at them and say, I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is all your money is gone. Me and the other piggies from the surrounding area pooled our money together for a series of calamitous investments around some very complicated credit default swaps. It was derivative stuff. I haven't got time to explain it to you now. The good news is I'm fine. If we want to prepare them for the world, that is how we have to teach them.
And there you have it. It's really, I suppose you could say it's funny because it's true, but really it's sad, but true. And, you know, if the piggy was honest, the piggy would say the really, really bad news is that it wasn't money in the first place. It wasn't really money in the first place. And of course, you know, from listening to this network, if you read the book, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency, you understand that concept, hopefully. And there are obviously myriad other great books on the subject. But, you know, I like the kind of underlying premise of that book, that maybe that's the mark that is the undergirding of that system, you know? They own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. It's interesting. When you really understand that concept and you sit back and you look at what happens, millions, billions, even trillions, completely irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. It's all just a big game of Monopoly, which obviously, again, speaking of homage, pays homage to, you know, the titans of industry, so to speak. And one in particular, obviously, its namesake, but, well, not its namesake, but, you know, its identity's namesake, I suppose, however you say that. Anyway, I want to get back to the article. Hopefully that clip from John Oliver gives us a little levity, but back to the beginning. How did this all happen? Watch its feet. The southern states, after they walked out, obviously, the southern states, by virtue of their secession from the Union, and some northern bloc state legislatures also adjourned synodia, and thus the states which were parties to creating the Constitution ceased to exist. Formally, in constitutional terms, obviously. On April 15th, 1861, which is one of those reasons that it's a day that lives on in infamy and is so important to certain people and the rest of us don't understand. On April 15th, 1861, this was less than 3 weeks later, right? March 27th, Congress walks out. April 15th, 1861, President Lincoln issued Executive Order 1 to reconvene Congress, bringing them back at gunpoint. Literally in some cases. On April 15th, 1861, President Lincoln issued Executive Order 1, the first executive order of any American president, and the nation has been ruled by the president under executive martial order ever since. Wasn't repealed. When Congress was reconvened under the military authority of the commander-in-chief and not by rules of order for parliamentary bodies or constitutional law, placing the American people under martial rule ever since that national emergency declared by President Lincoln and subverting the Constitution for the United States of America as the supreme law of the land. No constitutional provisions then in place afforded power to the actions taken and presumed to place the nation under the new form of control. Executive martial order, military rule. Which, as I said, you can look up in the Army's field manual. I mentioned it. Stability Operations, FM 3-07. Read chapter 1. Tell me if it doesn't say virtually exactly that. Obviously not verbatim, but there is a strong allusion to this storyline in that field manual that was published just a few years ago for the Army, and it says we are doing the same thing we did to ourselves overseas, and it's common practice. Are you kidding me? Continuing from the article. Aware he had no authority to issue executive orders, President Lincoln commissioned General Orders No. 100, April 24th, 1863. This was 9 days later, obviously, as a special field code to govern his actions under martial law and justify the seizure of power, ostensibly extending the laws of the District of Columbia, which is a whole nother storyline, under contrived provisions of Article 1, Section 8, Clauses 17 and 18 of the Constitution, beyond the boundaries of D.C., into the several states, which gets back to Wickard versus Filburn, as I said, in that storyline. So cross those two, if you are so inclined. General Orders No. 100, also called the Lieber Instructions and the Lieber Code, extended the laws of war and international law onto American soil. And the United States government became the presumed conqueror of the people of the and the land. This clandestine martial rule continues in perpetuity, and a sleeping nation has been under the military authority of the commander-in-chief of that military, the president, ever since. Constitutional law under the original Constitution is enforced only as a matter of keeping the public peace under the provisions of General Orders No. 100 under martial rule. Under martial law, title is a mere fiction, since all property belongs to the military except that which the commander-in-chief may, in his benevolence, exempt from taxation and seizure upon which he allows the enemies of the Republic to reside. President Lincoln was assassinated before he could complete his plans for reestablishing constitutional government in the southern states. That's a fun subject to chase out, and end the martial rule by executive order. The 14th article, in amendment to the Constitution, created a new citizenship, the 14th, as we recognize it, we could debate the lost 13th and, the 1812 coup and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, the 14th article, an amendment to the Constitution, created a new citizenship status for the new expanded jurisdiction. And this was all happening concurrently, so to speak. The 1873 slaughterhouse cases, 83 U.S. 36, clearly reveal Amendment 14 relating particularly to the freed black slaves. But recent legislation tells another tale. For instance, a report on the Regulatory Improvement Act of 2007 cites language most recognized from Amendment 5. The Constitution provides that the government may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. That sounds like the Fifth Amendment, but attributes this language to Amendment 14, Section 1, not Amendment 5. That's interesting. So the Constitution provides that the government may not deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, and we're referring to the 14th Amendment. So are we talking about freed black slaves from the Civil War era who are affected by the Regulatory Improvement Act of 2007? Is that who we're talking about? Again, watch its feet. Watch its feet. Not the sophistry of language and the artful language that we see employed. New laws for the District of Columbia were established and passed by Congress in 1871, supplanting those established February 27, 1801, and May 3rd, 1802. And I know people personally who have taken it upon themselves to make copies of both, particularly what happened, the new laws for the District of Columbia. And again, the artful language employed by those laws established in 1871. And I've seen a lot of that documentation. It's thousands of pages, so I mean, I've seen a lot of it personally with my own eyes. It's interesting stuff, to say the least. The District of Columbia was reincorporated in 1872, and all states in the Union were reformed as franchisees of the federal corporation. And there are a number of sites that you can look on that corroborate that information. I want to say Manta is one of them. What's the one that we always used to use when we're looking stuff up? I forget. I don't know. That'll come to me in a second. But again, that's just should be a well-known and well-established fact. That all the states in the Union were reformed as franchisees of the federal corporation so that a new Union of the United States could be created. And it's not plural, it's singular at this point. In other words, it's no longer these United States, it's the United States. It's not the United States, the states united. It is the United States. You get it? And that's another subject we've gone round and round on this broadcast and on this network. The key to when the states became federal franchisees is related to the date when such states enacted the Field Code in law. The Field Code was a codification of the common law that was adopted first by New York and then by California. Common law is lowercase, by the way. That was adopted first by New York and then by California in 1872. And shortly afterwards, the Lieber Code was used to bring the United States into the 1874 Brussels Conference. And you thought the UN just started in the 20th century, right? Into the 1874 Brussels Conference and into the Hague Conventions in 1899 and 1907. Who was it? Benjamin Disraeli? The world is governed by very different personages than you or I. Anyway, I don't remember the exact quote, but that's what he said, loosely. The 1917 Trading with the Enemy Act, Public Law 65-91, 65th Congress, Session 1, Chapters 105, 106, October 6, 1917, passed by Congress, defined, regulated, and punished trading with enemies of the credit monopoly of the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, fundamentally antithetical to the Constitutional Republic, who were then required by that act to be licensed by the government to do business. The National Banking System Act, Public Law 73-1, 73rd Congress, Session 1, Chapter 1, March 9, 1933, a Executive Proclamation 2038, March 6, 1933. Executive Proclamation 2039, March 9, 1933. And Executive Orders 6073, 6102, 6111, and 6260 prove that in 1933, the United States government, formed under the executive privilege of the original martial rule, went bankrupt. And a new state of national emergency was declared, under which United States citizens were named as the enemy to the government and the banking system as per the provisions of the Trading with the Enemy Act. I don't know about you, but it sounds like the storyline's heating up. Stick around. Back up for a short break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Now, some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast, the conclusion of this section. Before we get to the monolith, I need to mention that this is a lifetime of work cherry-picked for the high points that I'll give you here in a moment, but it's the work of Lee Probst. So, look him up, and he's been on this broadcast, obviously, and He is an incredible. You want to talk patriot? That's a patriot right there, and a wonderful gentleman. So, continuing on the storyline again, this is the beginning from the Lincoln era, so to speak, coming from then. And what is the point, the flash point, if you will, or where we start? What's the jumping off point? Well, coming forward to this moment in 1933, this is a pivotal moment. And so continuing from the last segment, the legal system provided for in the Constitution was formally announced in the 1938 Erie Railroad Company versus Tompkins, 304 U.S. 64 Supreme Court decision. On April 25th, 1938, the Supreme Court overturned the standing precedents of the prior 150 years concerning common law, capital C, capital L, in the federal government, and declared there is no federal general common law. That is a monumental statement. Incidentally, Congress has no power to declare substantive rules of common law applicable in a state, be they local or general in nature, commercial law, or a part of the law of torts. If the common law, again capitalized, is nothing else, it is the history of the struggle of trial by jury against the civil law of the Roman, parenthetically private international law, and Germanic empires. Law that is ministerial and inquisitional is not the common law. It is the feudal civil law of Rome and Germany. What's the history of London, by the way? That's a parenthetical interjection. The significance of the Erie Railroad decision is supremely monumental. It marked a fundamental shift away from the principles of the general federal common law, the law of the land, as identified in the 1842 Swift versus Tyson case, and toward a Soviet-style government best identified by a peculiar statement first used by the Supreme Court nearly 140 years ago in the 1875 case Farmers and Mechanics Bank versus Deering, 91 U.S. 29. The most common derivation was cited by Justice Brandeis in the 1919 case United States versus Babcock, 250 U.S. 328. Quote, when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. We'll conclude there. That reminds me of experience recently playing golf, seeing administrative code posted on the side of a port-a-john. Administrative code. What does that mean, folks? What is administrative code? Probably a good place to conclude. Anyway, I hope it's been informative and insightful. It's, as always, an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.